James 5, 16 to 18. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 days and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its working. Your prayers have the potential to release superhuman power into the world and to be effective. Prayer achieves what it's meant to. But James says it's the prayers of a righteous man that are powerful and effective. At first sight, that's a bit daunting. What, only if I'm perfect? I have to be perfect without any sin for my prayers to be effective? Well, no, not exactly. Answers to prayer, like every blessing that comes to you from God, come because of God's grace, his unearned, undeserved generosity. Those answers can't depend on you being good enough to earn them. What James means is that if you've been forgiven and cleansed and there is no conscious sin coming between you and the Lord, if you're walking with the Lord, you can expect to see powerful, effective results when you pray. The psalmist put it the other way around in Psalm 66 when he said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. And to show the kind of answer to prayer he has in mind, James goes on to give an example. Elijah, he says, was an ordinary man like you and me. There was nothing especially different about him. And he prayed fervently. Literally, it says he prayed with prayer. And it means he just prayed. He devoted himself entirely to pray. Here's one of Elijah's prayers. It's from the time when he challenged the prophets of Baal, remember? "Lord God of Abram, Isaac and Jacob, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. Elijah didn't get himself all worked up. Praying fervently doesn't mean getting yourself all worked up. The prophets of Baal were the ones who did that. Here's another of Elijah's prayers. "O Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son? O Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him." Elijah's prayers were simple and brief. He made his point and left it at that. No whipping it up, no fuss, no elaborate speech or complicated words, just restful confidence that the Lord is near and that he hears. Elijah's prayers were bold too. He wasn't backward about asking for big things. And they were in tune with the mind of God. He never prayed selfish prayers. He prayed for things that were for God's glory, things that he knew were in harmony with what God was doing in the world. Elijah must have known his God well to be able to pray like that. Anyway, the point is, don't go thinking God only answers the prayers of some special people. Elijah was just like you. If you're walking with the Lord and you pray like Elijah, your prayers will be powerful as they work too. God wants you to pray. Paul says, "Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." God loves to bless his people. Even more, he loves to bless them through prayer. He gives us the privilege of serving him, but the goals of service he has set are beyond our ability to achieve: salvation, faith, understanding the scriptures, victory over sin and temptation. Apart from him, you cannot achieve those things. Apart from him, you can do nothing. We need to pray. If you had confidence in the power and effectiveness of prayer, you would want to pray. Prayer would be your first choice. You would pray about everything. For you, there would be no situation where prayer would not be appropriate. You would make time to pray every day, throughout the day. You would want to pray with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. If you had confidence in the prayer and effectiveness of prayer, you would pray simply and naturally. All that is required for powerful, effective prayer is righteousness. Don't be put off by the long, passionate prayers of other people, or prayers that labour at getting the words just right. Simple prayers like Elijah's prayers will do. And if you had confidence in the power and effectiveness of prayer, you would pray with patience and perseverance. Even when the answers you want do not come, you will pray more, not less. Sometimes the answers don't come. Even Elijah experienced that. Remember that time when it seemed like everything was going against him and he prayed, "It is enough now. Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." I'm glad God didn't answer that one. Unanswered prayer should be the exception. God has given us promises and we should expect him to keep them. There's always a reason why prayer is not answered. So if the answers aren't coming, keep praying and try to work out why. If you do, you'll learn and grow through it. You won't learn anything if you give up praying at the first disappointment. Faced with a job to be done, what's your first thought? Is it to make plans, devise methods? Is it to get to work? Is it to stir up some enthusiasm, or do you panic? Or is your first thought to pray, to give yourself to prayer alone? Are you convinced that prayer is powerful and effective? Sometimes I fear we have lost confidence in prayer. We put more confidence in our own work and planning. It must have been the same in James' day too.